Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an amazing God we serve, the Almighty Father, the Lord God in the heavens, the Lord God in the earth realm. We thank you today, Father, that we could call upon your mighty name. And as we call upon your name, you said before we call, you've already heard, you've already answered our prayer. You an awesome Father, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Lord God Almighty in the earth, the Lord God Almighty in the heavens. We appreciate you, Lord God. We bless you today, Lord God. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Because we have breath, we are praising you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for great deliverance for us, for our children, for families all over the world. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us strength, strength for the journey, strength for every day. We appreciate you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that your greatness is unsearchable, but we thank you that we allow to know the greatness that you are in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We extol you. We bless your name. We honor you. We are giving you glory. You are the King of glory. Come in. Come in. We welcome you, Lord God. We welcome you as the King, as the Lord God Almighty, as the creator of the heavens and earth. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we thank you that the earth and the heavens are still remaining in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the preparations you're doing in us. And as we get ready to pray for the children today, God, I thank you for what you're doing, that you're doing for the children, for us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. B-I-B-L-E. That's what we need. We need the B-I-B-L-E in our lives, basic instructions before leaving the earth. Yes, we do. We don't know the way, but one thing for sure, we know the way maker, and we are excited that he made it for us. No way. Well, we're excited today. We have the children on. Oh, yes, they love to sing and pray. We have Miss Adelie on. And her little brother's on. I hear him in the background. Good afternoon, Adelie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I love to hear your voice. What are you going to sing today?
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Amen. Go ahead.
Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Amen. Where's your brother today, Natalie?
In the front room.
Oh, he's in the other room. Okay. How's your grandma? Would you give your grandma a hug for me today?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Adelie. I appreciate you so much. We love you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Adelie, and I thank you for her brother, her parents, her extended family, In the name of Jesus, I thank you for her grandmother bringing her on to sing songs of praise unto you. I thank you. Natalie knows you, Lord God, and you said allow the children to come to you. So her family is allowing Adelaide to come to you so she will know you at an early age and she will have great peace. What an amazing Father you are. You are the Almighty God. We love and adore you. We bless you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we have Sister Julia on here with Joe and her great-grandson. Good afternoon, Minister Julia. How are you?
Good afternoon, fine. Thank you for allowing us to be on the air today. Everybody, count to
you. Hey, Sister D.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Sister D. We love you.
I love you too.
We'll be saying our Father prayer, the Lord's my shepherd, and not let your heart be troubled prayer.
Hi,
I'm Zaire, and I'm 8 years old. I'm
7
years old. I'm
10
and I'm 5 years old.
My name is Ronan. That's my name. I'll thank you.
Okay, you ready?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our debts as we give our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not walk. He makes my life a green pasture. He leads me back to the waters. He restores my soul. For he has right for his very sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil. Thou art with me. Thou rod, thy staff, take comfort of me. Thou set take for me. And approach me of my enemies.
Break every chain.
There is an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
I hear a chain falling. I hear a chain falling. In the name of Jesus, there is deliverance. In the name of Jesus, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
All of that love. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Minister Julia Walker from Florida and her nephew Joe and the great-grandson. I thank you for what you're doing in their lives. I thank you for blessing them and saving peace and protecting them from seen and unseen dangers, oh God. Father, I thank you that they are brilliant like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They are knowledgeable. And I thank you, Father, they are trained up in the way that they should go. Bless their grandmother, great-grandmother Julia, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, for giving her special blessings for training up her great-grandchildren in the way that they should go. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Well, you know what? We have some young girls on with us from Mississippi. And their mother is Sister Bridget. Good afternoon, girls. How y'all doing?
Good.
All right. Tell me your names and ages.
Bree Nyra. I'm 10 years old.
Bree Kara. I'm 13 years old.
All right. What are y'all going to sing today? Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
Hello? Hello, Sister.
Yes, I'm here.
What are they going to sing today?
What y'all going to sing? Give Me You.
Okay, good.
By Shauna Wilson. Yes, they're going to sing Give Me You.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
They can begin.
Okay, you're welcome.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. It's me. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all so much. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Bridget and her three daughters, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in their lives. I thank you for blessing them in safety, peace, and protection as they go to school, they come home, everywhere they go, Lord God. I thank you that she's training them up in your most holy faith. I thank you, Lord God, that they love you with all of their heart, soul, and strength. And they love others like they love themselves. So continually direct their path. Bless their mom, their dad, their whole family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, it's praying time. I thank God for Sister Vivian. She's our host today. Good afternoon, Minister Vivian. How are you?
I'm doing good, doing good.
All right. So today we have with us Minister Lance. Sister Annette, and me. You want me to give you the names again? Sister Lance. Sister Ossie. Sister Ossie.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Annette, and me.
Okay. Praise God. Father God, we give you the glory and the honor tonight, God. Father God, for each one of these that's on tonight, God, we thank you, Lord God, as we come to lift up the children, God, before you, Lord God, that you hear our cry and hear our call. Father God, and bless these as the words go out from their mouth. This we ask in your name. Amen. Sister Laney, can you
yes,
pray
ma'am.
For children? That are confused with all of this drama that's going on in our country, from presidents, from murders. Children are just confused right now.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we so love you. We thank you that you're the Father of us. You're Abba Father. And you have a plan and you have a future. And for our children, And God, we lift them up right now, God, that all the confusion in the world, that they won't get lost and they won't give up hope and they won't cease to seek after your heart to know that there is peace in Christ Jesus. Thank you for Jesus died on the cross for their peace and our peace. Thank you, Lord, that all things are possible because of what Jesus did at Calvary. We pray, God, for parents who will help their children during these times when they hear about something on the news or they see something, even if they're a participant in it in some kind of way, something that's so totally inappropriate that a child need not see or even know about. We pray, God, for parents to know how to cover them in prayer, cover them in love and care, try to keep them out of harm's way. But if they wind up in a situation where they hear or know of something that is traumatic and hard, even for adults to deal with, we know it's hard for children, but it's all things are possible with you, Father. So we pray for the sensitivity of parents. We pray for the sensitivity of teachers. We pray for the sensitivity of pastors and youth leaders. Wherever the young people happen to be, God, that there will be some people there that you have on assignment to calm their fears, to give them a reason to hope, and to help them maintain that they are safe. And in the process of them teaching the children, they will open their hearts, God, and let you become Lord in their lives. We pray, God, and plead the blood of Jesus over them now, Lord, that you would dispatch angels in Jesus' name to cover them when they are in harm's way, to cover them when they're in harm's way of just things they should not have to see or hear. Protect them, God, even when they see or hear it, that you will take away the sensibility that it will harm them in any way. God, we thank you for those who are parents and are leaders who know that children need to be protected. We pray for them that they will help the children. And when the children think that they're afraid or they sense to be afraid, they sense fear or hurt or pain, that they will know some adults they can go to and tell them what they're thinking and what they're feeling, and they will give them the proper care they need, a prayer, a touch, a hug, a word of encouragement. Just as the children said today, you're shepherd and you're the Lord, and you know how to take care of us. We go through the valley of the shadow of death. Protect our children, God, in the name of Jesus, all over the world, especially our issues in our United States right now, from the White House to our private homes. Protect our children. Guard them. Give us wisdom to know how to take care of them, how to protect them. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Ashley? Sister Ozzy. Sister Annette, pray for Donald Trump's son, Byron, that he don't be affected by everything going on with his father, that he's kept from it.
Father God, we just thank you for this day and this opportunity to call on your name. And so we come in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we just thank you, Father, that you all knowing, all present, all seeing. We thank you, Father God, that you are sovereign and that you reign. So we just proclaim that the Lord reigneth in America, Lord. And Father, we pray for President Trump, ex-President Trump's son, Byron, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift him up, Lord God, and we pray for his salvation and that of the entire family. Because it's your desire that none perish but all come to repentance. And so we pray for his salvation, Father. We pray that you would fill him with your precious Holy Spirit, Father, that you sanctify and consecrate him for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that he would be taught of you in the name of Jesus. We pray that you would loose laborers across his path in the name of Jesus. Father, you know how to deal with Byron, Father God, and we pray, God, that whether it's through dreams or people or TV, movies, whatever way you choose to deal with him, Father, that you deal with his mind, that you regulate his mind. And, Father, whatever health issues that he has, we pray for a miracle for him and that your healing virtue would flow from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet in the name of Jesus. As we pray that for him, Father, we pray it for his father, for his mother, Father, and everyone involved with them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we cover them with the blood of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that your mercy and grace abound toward this family in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for them, Father. Father, because we know that you love them just like you love us, that you shed your blood and you died for all mankind. So we pray that you bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we just ask you, Lord God, to put a hedge of protection around him. And we pray, Lord God, that your way and will be done in his life, that you be glorified in his life, Father, that you let your light so shine upon this young man, Father, that he would be a vessel of honor for your kingdom, Lord God. We just cry out for your mercy and grace to abound. And God, everything that the devil means for evil in the ex-president's life, Lord God, just as we pray for ourselves, Father, we pray that you turn it around for good. Our desire is your desire, that you be glorified in this earth. And so, Father, we ask that you use this child, Byron Trump, Lord God, to be a witness and a vessel of honor for your kingdom. And give your angels charge over him, God. Father, surround him with godly people. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Isaac? Am I pronouncing it right, Sister G?
Yes, I guess she's not going to pray, so I'll pray.
Okay, pray for the Proud Boys' children as their fathers go to prison for a number of years. Pray for the children that's got to witness their father going to prison.
Okay. All right. Now, did you see a particular person?
No, all the children that are being left. All the children that got to witness their father going to prison for the wrong that they had done at the state capitol. Some of them have children.
Oh, at the state capitol. Okay, I didn't get that part.
Yeah.
All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, you detest and hate criminal activity of any kind. And so, Father, even those in the government sometimes make mistakes. They get caught in the traps and snares of the world system. But those who are... Somebody's beating something. Would you put your phone in? Those, Lord God, who get trapped in the system of the world, just decide they're going to be wrong. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will protect your protection around them. In their children, and their children have to be, you know, maybe bullied about, you know, saying your daddy went to prison. The stigma that goes with that, the feeling downcast, feelings of anxiety, the feelings of tension that they may feel, the feelings of shame that they may feel, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to be with these children, Lord, because they didn't do anything. They're innocent. Their fathers chose to go in a different direction. Their fathers chose the wrong thing to go against the law. So, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that their fathers, oh God, would repent for the wrong that they've done in the name of Jesus. And that they, Father, in the name of Jesus, would talk to their sons about being lawful rather than lawless in the name of Jesus. So, Father, sometimes money get people in a lot of trouble. They take money under the table illegally to do all sorts of things. But when they get caught, they realize that money is a trap for doing evil, accepting money for doing evil. So, Father, we pray ahead your protection around their children and the government in the name of Jesus, even the whole family, because sometimes their parents are living and their parents did not train them that way. So remove the shame from the entire family, Lord, and, Lord, help them to know not to go that way again, but to follow after righteousness. Protect the children, Lord God, from seen and unseen dangers, from anyone who would try to harm them or try to say evil against their parents in front of them, Lord. So we bless and honor you, and we say thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, you are awesome God, a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous God, the King of Kings. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Sister Vivian?
Yes.
Sister Vivian, you have.
Yes.
Is there wind or something behind you?
No.
Okay, because the wind or something. Now the connection seemed better. But it's like a little bad.
Okay. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm going to pray and believe with you all for children that being snatched into out in that's out there in slavery. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, you see all the children, oh God, that have been snatched away from us, oh God, Father God. And Lord, many of them don't know where they are because they've been brought out of the city, brought out of the country, and they don't know how to return. They don't know what to do. They're living in fear. We pray, oh God, Father God, this day, God, that break the fear off of them, oh God. We pray this day, oh God, that they will find a way of escape, oh God. And Father God, that they won't be fearful to escape because you will make a way for them, God, where there seems to be no way. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, that somebody will help rescue them and help them to get back, oh God, back in the fold, oh God. Father God, that may help them find a parent or whatever it is that they are missing, oh God, since they have been taken away, oh God. Father God, they may have been taken when they was a baby. They may have been taken away when they was young or a teenager or whatever, God. Lord God, we are bringing these children before you, Lord God, that which the devil has meant for bad, God. We are believing, God, that you're turning around for their good, God. Father God, those, oh God, that been kept, oh God, Father God, in chains, oh God, Father God, down in basements and oh God, half-fed, oh God, we praying for deliverance today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We are praying, oh God, for those, oh Father God, Lord God, that are made to do all kind of crazy acts, oh God. Father, we are believing you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, Lord, touch today, God. Oh, God, those, Father God, that are, oh, Father God, lost in the shuffle. Oh, God, been all the way across the sea, God. Oh, God, they will never know how to return back, oh, God. They will never get enough money enough to turn back. But, God, you can take them from the state that they are in. And someone can, oh, God, like Moses was put in a basket, oh, God, and shipped down the sea, God. And somebody can take care of them, oh, God. We are praying, oh, God, for safety and deliverance, oh, God. What only you can do, God. When we can't reach out and touch them, oh, God, you can, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we are praying for a mighty move of God in these children's lives that have been, oh, God, taken into slavery, oh, God. Father God, we thank you today, God, for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
All right. Sister Elaine, pray for children that are being abused in the homes, and then they run away because they're being abused.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you love children. We thank you that you purpose them for good. And you know you said the children are a gift and they are an inheritance from you. So they are parents and adults who don't know the value of a child, which means they don't know the value of themselves as well. And they have a mind and they have a tendency to abuse them when they're really trying to deal with their own issues. But the child is in the way, and they use the child as an abuse to satisfy their own, try to make themselves feel great. God, the children don't know. All they know is that these people who are supposed to love me and care for me, they are mistreating me. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will protect those children, that through divine intervention to those parents, to those aunts and uncles and grandmothers and grandfathers or whoever's a steward over the children, that they will repent and no longer abuse the children. I pray, Father, that while the children are in that situation coming out of it, we pray, God, that ministering angels will be there to cover them, to whisper into their hearts and their minds how you value them and what they're for. When they don't get it from the natural, Father, we ask that your super will intervene and give them hope. We pray, God, for teachers, both at school and at church, who will see the sadness of children, who will see that something's going on with the child, and they will investigate and try to find out where the root of their problem is for this abuse. God, we pray, God, if they try to get away, they run away, that, Father, that somebody, they will run to someone who will rescue them and find, get them the help they need so that they will be safe. God, we pray for divine intervention for those children that may be out there right now who are running away from home because they're afraid to be there. We pray, God, that you will cover them with your precious blood and that you will send the right people in their path. When they run from, that they'll run to. And, God, you will make the assignment necessary that they will find someone who cares, whether it be a social worker, whether it be a church, a pastor, a teacher, someone who cares that will follow through on abuse. We know that adults, we have the responsibility to address this issue and to operate in such a way to keep the child safe. God, in the meantime, we pray, God, for you to keep the children's mind. Don't let their mind go to places where they make up secret friends and secret things to cover up, looking for something to hold on to. God, let them hold on to you. Let them be taught and led by the Holy Spirit, by someone who intervenes to tell them about this great God we serve, this great Savior who died for them. We pray, God, for divine intervention, that they will know who Jesus is and know that they're loved and know that they're cared for. Most of all, Father, we right now, we pray for their safety wherever they are. We pray for their safety. And we pray, God, that these people who would do this to them would repent. They would change their hearts and minds and give their life to you and ask for instructions from you on how to love and appreciate our precious children. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Annette, pray for children that are being born in Africa in certain tribes, that they are cut and branded to know what tribe. Pray that that will eventually come to an end, that they won't use that for a mark of what tribe. They'll find some other way. So some of the children die at birth when they mark them. Some of them
that yes. Used to death. Yes, yes, yes. And, Lord, we just thank you, Father, again, for allowing us to call on your name. And we ask you to have mercy today, Lord God. Have mercy upon those children in Africa. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just ask you, Father, to for a turnaround to happen in that area of that country. Lord, many traditions and rituals that have been passed down from generation to generation, God. We pray that the power of curses, Father, from generational curses be broken over those tribes in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would give them a growth mindset, Lord, that they would not have a fixed mindset where they're not willing to accept new things, new changes, Lord God. So we ask you, Lord God, to enlighten them, God. We pray that the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, that they would know the hope of their calling. And God, many of those things that are passed down may not be related to Christianity. And so, Father, again, above all, we do pray for their salvation in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask you, Lord God, to let them know in terms of branding children, that's like animals and that mentality, God, that you would open their understanding, God, that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Our bodies are the temple of the Lord. And so we just ask you, Lord God, to let your light shine. Oh, God, let your light shine in Africa. Let your light shine on the tribes. Let your light shine on the children, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray that they receive proper medical treatment and food, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that the powers of Satan be broken over their lives in the name of Jesus. We pray for a revival, a spring forth in those lands, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that the power of Satan, Lord God, that would rule and reign, I don't know if it's true, witch doctors or whatever doctors, Father, that if they have power over the tribes or the people, Father God, that their powers be turned around from evil to good in the name of Jesus. So we just ask you, Lord God, to help them. And, Father, we know that they're looking for love. And, Father, we know that you are love. So we pray, oh God, that they would find you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, that they would realize, oh, God, the great sacrifice you made for them, Father, and for their seed and seed. So we pray, oh, God, that every ancestral, generational, societal curse be broken off of their lives in the name of Jesus, even to the seed and root of it. I don't care how many centuries it's been going on, but, God, we know that through the blood of Jesus, God, that you are able to break every curse and redeem them from the curse of the law. So we ask you, Lord God, for redemption, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we just ask you, Lord God, of the harvest, Lord God of the harvest, that you send forth laborers, oh, to those people, Father, but that they would have a heart and a mind to receive you and your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we ask you to spare the children's lives, Father, that they would be vessels of honor for your kingdom, Father, that they will be witnesses for you. So we say, let your light shine, Father, shine. Let your light shine upon those people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sister G, pray for children in hospitals that's been abused by sticking them with cigarettes and branding them with different things that's laying in the hospital fighting for their lives.
Mm-hmm. Father, in the name of Jesus, you hate abuse. For all abuse that is being done to children, we ask you to deal with it rigorously, Lord. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to deal with whomever they live with, cause them to have to go in the hospital. Oh, Father, help them in their suffering, because it's a spirit of rejection and a spirit of abuse. In the name of Jesus, we cut it off at the root that caused the children to land in the hospital. But let those in the hospital, oh, God, investigate how the child got these abusive marks on their body, oh God. Let it not be ignored, but let it be dealt with, Lord. And Lord, many children are being abused daily in their homes, psychological, mental, emotional abuse, but it's not showing up in their bodies. So let it be detected by the teachers at school, by the pastors, by people at churches if they go, by neighbors, oh God, so the child will not have to endure abuse all of their lives. In the name of Jesus, we cover the children with the blood of Jesus, and we ask you to get help for families, Lord, where the fathers or either the mothers or sometimes both are abusing their children. It's like they have self-hatred, and they're passing it along to their children. So, Father, we thank you for those children being healed when they go to the hospital. We know they'll be physically healed, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for providing nurses and doctors after your heart, that they would pray for the children that are under these attacks by the enemy, oh God. And we say, Satan, halt and stop your attacks against our children. They shall live and not die. They shall be cared for with tender, loving care. They shall be loved and accepted, even at the conception, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for children that are oppressed and depressed, oh God, because they know what is going on. All the children, oh Father God, that's been sexually abused by priests, oh God. Father God, sometimes they are sitting and wondering, and they're thinking back on the opposition that happened, oh God. Father, whether they be grown or whether they are still young, God. Father, touch the mind of these children, oh God, and Lord, heal them, oh Father God. Heal them that have been touched in any kind of way by priests who they put their faith in that would be a father to them, oh Father God, because where the place where they left, oh God, from that home, oh God, the father wasn't being a father. He was abusive. And then they go into different facilities and they are still abused, oh God. Father God, we praying that this spirit be broken, oh God, that these children, oh God, will, oh Father God, know how to call upon you as they grow, oh God, and be healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. We plead the blood this day, oh God, over them, oh Father God, everyone. Whether they are grown up or still child, God, we pray, oh, Father God, that they will be healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, touch them. Touch them right where they are, God, right now. And, Father God, oh, God, just give them the comfort and peace that passes all understanding. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, oh, God, that none will be abused again, oh, Father God, by any priest, oh, God. Any clergy member, oh God, whether it's woman or man, God, we pray, oh Father God, that our leaders will live a clean and peaceful life, oh Father God, that is encouraging to our children, oh Father God, that they can go, the children can go to them and talk to them and feel free with them, oh God, Father God, that they won't be abused anymore by clergy members, oh God, that the clergy will pray for them and, oh God, enlighten them and help them, oh God, to be strong in the Lord. We pray, oh Father God, for our children that are in, oh God, places, oh Father God, where they may, oh God, be enticed that they will walk away and say no to the pressures of this world, oh God. Father, I thank you for what you're doing in the children's lives right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Sister Lainey, pray for bullying against our children in schools now.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we thank you that you are our safety, oh, God. Thank you. You provided for our safety through the life and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And we know that safety is available through you because of what Jesus did. And we, Father, plead for the children's lives right now in Jesus' name. We ask that those who have a mind to bully the children, abuse them, whether it come from adults or children, Father, we pray that that spirit will, we just speak against it right now in the name of Jesus. So say it's from the enemy. We bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, we loose your presence there that even the person that's doing the bullying won't understand why they have ceased to do it, because, Father, we ask for divine intervention that they will change their attitude, change their behavior, change that mindset. They will repent and desire to do better. And we know, Father, that comes from someone else intervening with them. So we pray for the bully as well as the child that's being bullied. We pray for the people around the children and that wherever they are together in that corporate setting, that someone will see what's going on and minister to the child that's the bully, and that is the minister to the child that's being bullied. We ask, God, for your grace and your mercy in this situation. We know, God, you have great compassion, great care, and we know that all things are possible through you. We pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you will equip the adults around, even older teenagers, that they will use their influence to discourage bullying, to participate in stopping it, to participate in telling someone about it if they feel like they can't stop it. Give the children that's being bullied courage to go to someone and let them know what's going on so they can get help from someone when they feel like they are not able to defend themselves. God, we pray for their minds. Protect their little hearts and their little souls and their minds. Protect their bodies. We plead the blood of Jesus over them now. Minister to angels to be assigned to just be in the vicinity to divinely protect them in Jesus' name. We ask for it, God. We know you can do anything. But we know, God, you operate through people as well as through your Holy Spirit. So we pray for the right people to be in the place at the right time to take responsibility for caring for the children and protecting them, that bullying situation will cease and no longer continue. We pray that that bullying spirit will die and fall to the ground, and the bully will be saved and desire to know you and to live a life that's pleasing to you. Find their purpose, find their joy, find their hope, find a reason to live other than to cause others harm. We already know that anybody that bullies somebody, that something's wrong with them. But that child may be bulleted because somebody bullied them. So we pray, Father, for a generation of curses. We pray for a break of generation of curses, that it will be exposed and someone in that family who is of faith will speak to it and take authority in your name and bind that spirit off the family and give them history through the history of the blood of Jesus. We so love you, Lord, and we thank you that all things are possible through you. We pray for these children. We ask for divine intervention in Jesus' name, that they will be protected, that they will be cared for, and they will get the help they need to get their heart, mind, spirit, soul, and body on the right track. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister G, pray for our children on the line. Zoe, Chloe, Revere, Dennis, all the children that's on, we've been praying for.
All right, Father, we're so grateful that you hear our prayers, what we call. We pray, Lord God, for Zoe, Chloe, Revere. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the other little girl, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for what you've done. You've done great things in their lives. Lord, some of them are 2, 3, 4, 5 years old now. We've been praying and praying diligently for them. And even before we called upon you to pray for them, you already heard our prayers. We thank you for their parents, Lord God, their parents of children who have special needs, Lord. But Lord, through it all, you have been faithful. And we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing them thus far. We had faith and trust that you would do it, and you have done it, and you are continually doing it, Lord God. Even as they are getting older now, I thank the Lord God for the great plans. You said, I know the plans you have for Devin, for Zoe, for Chloe, for baby Revere. In the name of Jesus, you have great plans for those children. Plans may not even be revealed yet, but I think that their parents will consult you as to why you birthed them into the earth realm. And Lord, you have special, you know, you have given these particular parents a special assignment for each child that you birthed into the world in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God. Some of them had liver transplant, heart transplant. Some of them had cancer. Some of them, but Lord, you have delivered and healed them. And we are grateful. We say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on one second.
I'm sorry. This phone is keeping up some kind of noise. But anyway, Father God, I pray, oh Father God, for the children, oh God, that their parents is upholding them in drugs, saying they're on medical marijuana and every kind of thing that they can put their children on, Father God. I am praying, oh God, for these children that they have come to the accountability, oh God, that they can get themselves off, that they don't want to be on drugs, oh God, Father God. And we pray against the spirit that comes from the mother or the parent, Father God, that feels like her children got to take medical marijuana and all these other drugs, oh God, Father God, to make it through the day. Father God, the devil is a liar. Because, God, you don't put anything on us, oh, God, because you said don't put no clean thing in these bodies. And I don't know why parents want to push this into their children. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that they be delivered, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, deliver them, oh, Father God. Whenever they see it, they will turn from it and walk away. Oh, Father God, you can give them the spirit to walk away from anything that's unclean, oh, God. Oh, God, that's causing their bodies to react. And, oh, Father God, Lord God, they are acting out wild. And whatever the situation may be, God, we are believing you, Father God, that you can help them. Oh, Father God, you can bring them out of this thing. Oh, God, Father God, and Lord, I pray, oh, God, against the parent that's using it in front of them. Oh, Father God, Father God, help these children, oh, God, help these parents, oh, God, to turn to you, God, to serve you, God, with their whole heart, mind, and soul, God. Help them, oh, God, the way that you want them to go. God, your way is the right way, God. Your way is upward. This way is down, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Father God, fill them with your Holy Ghost, oh, God, so that they can, oh, God, be lifted up from where they are and to serve you with their whole heart, mind, and soul. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All
Amen.
Right. Sister Laney, would you pray for children that are being adopted?
Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have made provisions for children through parents who desire children, even those who already have children that they desire to adopt, and be parents to children who need parenting. Thank you for their hearts. Thank you for their desire. God, we know that this marriage between generation to generation and between one kind of family to another family, sometimes the enemy want to throw issues in that will cause problems. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus that that process will be a smooth one. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. We pray for your divine intervention that the children who are being adopted, whatever they've been through, comes with them to that family. Whatever the parents, whoever they are, comes with them to marry with the child, who the child is. Father, we pray that when these two cultures meet, that you're, by the power of the Holy Spirit, God, you will perform the necessary surgery to cleanse it of all things that would be a problem for the merging of them to be parent and child. Anything that was predestined or predetermined or put into them in their thinking, in their feelings, in their emotions, even in their physicality,
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus. We so thank you for parents who love enough to and care enough to adopt children. So we pray, Father, that it will be a divine intervention that you lord over. We pray, God, that you will lord over it in Jesus' name. And God, when you lord over it, well lorded. You know how to take care of the situation where there's abuse, where there's hurt, where there's pain, where there's a spirit of rejection, a spirit of abandonment. Ah, God, a spirit of low self-esteem. All these things, even from a baby, can be transferred, created as a result of how the children have been treated prior to their adoption. So we pray, God, for everything that the enemy would make a problem, that you would solve it even right now. We speak to it in Jesus' name. We speak to every issue, every tormenting spirit that tried to come and tell them that they would not value, that they didn't matter. God, we pray that you would destroy that, cancel that assignment of the enemy on their minds, on their thinking, so that when the children reach the new parents and when the parents reach the children, there will be a marriage of heart that you lord over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. And when you lord over, you know how to lord over. And there is no power greater than you, for you are sovereign God. Hallelujah. Shepherd that situation, God. Shepherd that situation, that there won't be any want, that whatever needs that are necessary, you'll take care of it by the power of the Holy Spirit, giving the parents wisdom to have understanding about what that child may think, feel, or that they will have patience while you bring about cleansing and deliverance in that situation. We so love you, Lord, and thank you for the adopted parents, and thank you for the adopted children. And we plead the blood of Jesus over now that every set of parents already that have already had that process in it and have raised children and things have happened that they didn't understand as a result of what was the transfer of different things that were brought into their family. We pray, God, for deliverance. We pray for healing. We pray for salvation. We pray for a transformation. But most of all, we pray, God, that you will lord over those families and bring about security by the power of the Holy Spirit, that love is from you, that love is of you, and love conquers all things, that unconditional love that you gave to us even when you set your daughter first down the cross. Thank you, Lord, for the healing and for the marriage of adopted families and with children and parents. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
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 Okay, so I'm going to ask Sister Annette. Annette, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I would like for you to pray a special prayer for children and youth in particular. So many of our youth are getting killed, 20, 30-year-olds. If you could pray that the special protections, like from Psalms 91 and, you know, 2 Chronicles 7, where it says, if my people... If you could pray that over the children, and then we'll close out.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love and praise, we bless and honor you today, Lord God. And Father, we come out today, oh God, on behalf of the children. Oh God, our hearts are broken about what's going on. And Father, you said that you heal the brokenhearted. And so, God, as we cry out today, Father, we pray for the safety and protection of the children, Lord God. Father, we ask you to have mercy according to your loving kindness and tender mercies. And, Lord, even as Sister G said, your word says that if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, Father, that you forgive our sins, we hear from heaven. And you heal our land. Lord, we ask you for healing to spring forth throughout this nation and throughout the world. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father, the children are suffering, Lord God. But, God, we know that you are able, oh, God, to turn things around. And God, we are asking you today as we touch and agree for a divine turnaround, oh God, for safety and protection and for our children that they can live, Lord God. We just pray for life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray that they live. Live, 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 Lord God. We speak life over them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, according to Psalm 91, Father, your word declares that you are our place of safety and protection. And we pray that for every child, Lord God. Father, forgive us for our sins, Lord God. Father, forgive us for departing from you. Forgive us for apostasy, oh God, idolatry, all of the sins that we have committed. And so we humble ourselves, asking you, God, to forgive us and to have mercy, oh God, upon the children in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray for safety and protection. Father, give your angels charge over them, God. Let your light shine, oh God. Bring them out of darkness, God. Any darkness, let the light shine, oh God. Make a way of escape, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And God, you know it's so many young people dying, but God, we ask you to turn it around, oh merciful God. Hear our cry today in the name of Jesus. And we cover every child with the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Father, you love the children. Oh, God, you love the children. So we ask you, Father, on behalf of the children to spare their lives. And, Father, that you would raise up these children, Father. You have a remnant even now. But, God, we call them forth in the name of Jesus that they would line up, Father, and rise. And, God, let the enemy be scattered. Let God arise in their lives, God. And, Father, you say in the last days you'll pour out your spirit on all flesh. And we pray that you pour it out on the youth, Lord God. Father, they need you like never before. And so we ask you for your divine intervention, even as we pray. Oh, God, you said the prayer of touching and agreeing. And, Father, we are touching and agreeing, Lord God, that you will do a divine shift, Lord God. Move, Lord God. Move upon the children. Move, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord God, that you sanctify, consecrate, save them, Lord God, and redeem their life from any kind of destruction. And we speak life over them. In Jesus' name we pray, and we do give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we love you all so much. We're so grateful you joined us today to pray for the children and for their families all over the world. May God continually bless you as you continually, in his name, remember, Tuesday is the day set aside for this prayer line, but every day is the day to pray for our children. Don't forget. Love y'all. Have a great week. God bless you. Have a God-filled week. Love y'all.
Love you too.
Love everyone as well. God bless.
Amen.
Bless you. Bye-bye.